welcome everyone to the Thrive service. I'm Ryan Brown, part of the Thrive ministry here in North River, and we are very excited to share Emmanuel with you, God with us, the reason for the season. And Emmanuel, the term, comes from a key scripture in Isaiah. Isaiah 7:14 reads, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel, God with us." So the name Emmanuel means God with us. And that's really the story of the whole Bible, isn't it? In the Garden of Eden, it's all about when God was with man. Then we messed it up. And then God visits again. He visits a guy named Abraham. And God is with Abraham. And Abraham shows him such incredible hospitality that he says, "I'm going to make you the father of all nations." And later in the story, God is with another man named Moses and the Israelites, and God rescues them, and God is actually with them. His spirit walks before them in a pillar of fire and a pillar of smoke, and he gives them the law. And the early stories of the Bible record these incredible moments where God is with us. And then you come to the middle parts of the Bible, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Zechariah, and this is where Israel has been exiled. This is the not so happy part of the story, where God is no longer with us, where God has abandoned Israel, where his spirit is no longer in the temple. And this may feel like 2020 to you, right? It may feel like your life right now. You may feel like, oh my goodness, where is God? And this is how the Israelites felt in this moment. And this is when Isaiah shared that scripture that Emmanuel is coming. God with us is coming. And they had no idea how special it would really be. Now, why did God leave the Israelites in that period of their history? Well, in Jeremiah 2:11 tells us, "Has a nation ever changed its gods, even though they're not gods at all? But my people have exchanged their glorious God for worthless idols." Now, it sounds strange, but there were a lot of sins going on, but the one mentioned the most is idols. It's mentioned over 25 times in Jeremiah, 25 times in Isaiah, over 40 times in Ezekiel. They were worshiping idols. Now, this sounds really weird, and we say, well, okay, you know, idolatry, don't worship money, don't think things are better than God. And that you should definitely think about that during the Christmas season. But this is one of those things that it's hard to personalize with, especially me. It had always been really hard to think, well, idols, that doesn't make any sense. I would never do that. I could never do that. But I want to share a personal story. You know, I got real into meditation and breathing and yoga, doing it for exercise, healing my knee, for many reasons. And I had really great benefits. And as I got further and further into it, I started learning different types of meditation. They would play music. They were chants and mantras and, you know, usually just positive stuff, you know, focusing your mind, saying you're going to have a great day, that kind of stuff. But as I got deeper and deeper into it, music playing and different things that would play, and eventually I started looking up some of the words, and I realized in some of them, even some that I'd been repeating, that some of them were prayers to other gods. And when I found this out, it really shocked me. And I confessed it to a brother, and I remember just realizing that I had worshiped or prayed to a false god. And when that clicked in my head, I mean, I just wept. I was crying. I thought this was a sin that I didn't even think it was possible to commit. And here I am realizing I'd betrayed God. And all of a sudden, all these passages from Israel made perfect sense to me. And when they wept and they begged for forgiveness, I got it. I understood it at that moment. And it was a really powerful experience for me. And you know, I'm so grateful, so much more grateful now for God's forgiveness, that he forgives idiots like me who find themselves committing idolatry, real idolatry. And I wanted this to be a message of hope, though. You know, in that moment of confessing and just crying before God, I really did have an incredible moment of healing. And since then, I've just felt God's power in my life 100 times more. And Emmanuel really is a good news story. And I think you know that because you know what Emmanuel refers to. They didn't in Isaiah. They didn't know what it was talking about. They didn't know who this person was going to be. But they hoped that God would be with them again. And when he came, when Emmanuel showed up, it was something even more incredible than they ever could have imagined. And here to share that story from our Thrive Ministry is an awesome couple, the Dunns, who are teachers. And they're here to tell us about the rabbi, the teacher, who showed up and became God with us.
Thank you, Ryan, for sharing the scriptures and sharing personally from your heart. Really appreciate that. My name is Darius Dunn, and this is my wife, Allie Dunn, and we are part of the Thrive Ministry. And when I think about God with us, I think about Jesus the rabbi, Jesus the teacher, and God being willing to send his one and only son here on earth to save us, to be Lord, to be our Savior, to be the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Chosen One. We know the scripture. Everybody knows the scripture. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. And because of Jesus, we can have eternal life through him. And that's something that the Israelites, they were promised a Messiah, as Ryan mentioned in the Old Testament. They were promised a king, and Jesus came into the world, and he was that. It wasn't the way that they thought it would be. A lot of them thought it would be a whole different type of thing, where Jesus was going to overthrow the government and that sort of thing. But he really came to save their hearts, to save our hearts, and to bring in a kingdom that would live in us and live through us. And we see how God wanted us to live through Jesus' teachings. And Jesus taught a lot of things, as you know from the scriptures. He taught us how to love God with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. He taught us how to love each other, how to love one another, even to love your enemies. He taught us how to do that. He taught us how to give. He taught us how to give to the needy, give to the poor. And all of those things that Jesus taught are still with us today. Mm-hmm. And if we hold on to those teachings, then we can continue to live a life that God wants us to live. And in John 8:31, speaking of holding on to his teachings, Jesus said, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you know the truth, and the truth will set you free. It set us free from bondage, the bondage of sin. It set us free from that weight that we all feel that pressure from the world, that how we're supposed to be or where we're supposed to be at certain parts or certain times in our lives. It saves us from just the harsh realities of what's going on in our world, all of the political things and the racial tension, all of that stuff. Because we have Jesus, because we have God with us, you know, we don't have to submit ourselves to that. We submit ourselves to Him and to God. We don't have to worry about all of those things. And that's another thing that Jesus taught. He taught us not to worry about our lives and to fully trust in Him. And speaking of trust, you know, we are teachers, mm-hmm. and it's really cool to see how even during this crazy time with the pandemic, everything going on, how the kids come to school every day and they put their trust in us mm-hmm. as their teachers. I teach elementary school, Allie teaches middle school, and I know for me, just teaching the little kids elementary, it's kindergarten through fifth grade, I see how they come to school every day with a smile on their face. Well, I can't really see the smile because they got their mask on, but they come to school ready to learn. They come to school eager to learn. And that's what Jesus told us. Unless we become like children, we can't enter the kingdom of God. So we must humble ourselves like little children. And I see every day how humble the kids are and how they trust in us. And if we do that with God, if we humble ourselves like children and put our trust in Him, then we know that God is with us and God will take care of us.
Yeah. And for me, I just think about this whole concept of Jesus the teacher. And it's cool that we are teachers, because I feel like it gives us kind of an edge, you know? We get to connect with Jesus on a way that other people don't necessarily get the opportunity to. And honestly, guys, teaching is really hard. I think about how many people are dependent on us throughout the day. There's a lot of split decisions you have to make. There's a lot of things that don't go the way you plan, and you kind of have to do an audible throughout the day multiple times. And I just think about Jesus as a teacher and what a phenomenal example He was. And I think about the fact that the whole time He was here on earth, He was teaching. And even His like downtime, His breaks, they weren't really breaks. He was taking His downtime to pray, to connect with God, to learn even more. And even during His downtimes, a lot of the times He would end up continuing to teach. And that is just so inspiring to me. And I just think about the time during this pandemic and how hard it has been and how much the profession has changed. And honestly, it's been really, really challenging. But then I think about Jesus. I think about His example. I think about who He was as a teacher, the example that He left, how eager He was to continue on, how much He loved during this time. And I'm just inspired. I'm rejuvenated. I'm re-energized. And like Darius mentioned earlier, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter the state of the world, no matter if you agree with everyone or politics and racial injustice, and these are all important issues and, you know, big things, but no matter what is going on, as long as we are focused on Jesus, focused on His teachings, focused on continuing to learn, and we're coming back to Jesus, we're coming back to the Word, we're always going to realize that there's forever lessons to be learning. And Jesus is going to be there through the highs and the lows of it all. And to continue this conversation about God with us is Michelle Wright.
Thanks, Allie and Darius. And thank you, Ryan. I am super excited to be sharing on this topic today of God is with us. As Allie said, my name is Michelle Wright. I am part of the Thrive Ministry here at North River. And I'm excited to be talking to you about this because I love the idea that God has longed to be with us since the beginning, like Ryan talked about in the Garden of Eden when He walked with Adam and Eve, and He longed for that connection and He wanted to be with us. And then with Abraham and with Moses and with Deborah and with Esther and with Ruth, all these great men and women of the Bible, not to mention the prophets who God came and spoke to and really wanted to have that communion with his people after they were in exile, really beckoning them back through the words of Isaiah and Jeremiah and Hosea, who he used as a man to illustrate, even with your unfaithfulness, how much God wants to be with us is so just heartwarming to me. And I love that thought. And that Isaiah talks about Emmanuel, God will be with us. He's with us, but he will come and he will dwell among his people. And that's where we get to the teacher, the rabbi, Jesus, which Ali and Darius spoke so eloquently about. And I love the fact of looking at Jesus as a teacher, especially in these times. And again, my hat goes off to all you teachers out there. Thank you so much for what you are doing, because it is a rough road. And we are very, very grateful to you. But looking at Jesus being the teacher and really being with his disciples for 3 years nonstop in his ministry. And I love this passage in John where Jesus is telling his disciples, like, I'm about to die, I'm about to be killed, and I'm about to leave you. And in John 16, if you'd like to turn there with me, I'm gonna read verses 5-8. And it says, Jesus says, I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asked me, where are you going? Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And so when I'm looking at that, it is Jesus is saying, I'm not going to leave you. We're not going to leave you. God is with us, because he sends us the counselor, the Holy Spirit, who dwells within us and will lead us. And so it's amazing to me that Jesus says, it's better for you if I go, because then I can send the counselor to you. And then in Matthew 28, we are all very familiar with that passage of the Great Commission, which Jesus is giving his disciples in Galilee. They're on a mountain in Galilee. And before he ascends and before he sends them back to Jerusalem, he gives them this commission. And at the end of it, it says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. And that is the promise, that just because we don't see Jesus physically now, he is with us to the end of the age. He has sent the Holy Spirit to be with us, to dwell within us. And that is Emmanuel. It is not just that God was with the Israelites in the beginning, or God was with Adam and Eve, and then he was with the Israelites in the desert, and then he was with his people in exile, and then Jesus walked the earth with his disciples. It is, God is with us now. He is with us to the very end of the age, because we have that communion with him. And when I think about this season, and I think about the fact that God loved us so much, it's the verse that Darius told us about in John 3:16, that he sent his one and only son to us. And that one and only son then left us the Spirit, that we will never be alone. We will never walk in darkness, because God is with us. And I love that fact, that even in 2020, in the midst of all this crazy, in the midst of things that I have never seen or read about in history, that God is with us. It doesn't shock him. It's not blowing his mind, because he is with us, and we just need to hold on to his hand. And that's really what I've been trying to do during this time is hold to God's unchanging hand and not let go because he's with me. And I have that tendency to be like, I'm mad at you, God. I don't want to do that. But God and his presence being with me, that's a greater gift than anything I can find under the tree. And so I am so grateful for Emmanuel and that he is with us today.